At 4 minutes past, Mike Osborne with state and local stories on WMOT. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is offering a surprisingly grim assessment of the law enforcement challenges the state faces. TBI Director Mark Gwynn spoke to the House Criminal Justice Committee on Wednesday. Gwynn told lawmakers that in his 3 decades at TBI, he's never witnessed the kind of pressure agents now face.
I'm starting to see agents getting stressed, where they're wanting to talk about being stressed with the caseload they have. And that concerns me a lot.
Gwynn outlined some of the top crime challenges the agency faces. He noted, for example, that rural West Tennessee now has a serious gang problem.
I get calls from people that say, you know, my mother can't come out of the house past dark because of all the gunshots.
Gwynn says he gets federal briefings that help TBI stay ahead of new crime trends, but he says no one anticipated the wave of drug overdoses and deaths resulting daily from the introduction of extremely potent illicit synthetic opioids like fentanyl. To confront that problem, Gwynn says he only has about 1 drug enforcement agent for every 2 Tennessee counties. Gwynn says his agency is also being called on to investigate a growing number of officer-involved shootings. Says TBI investigated 81 shootings last year, up from 49 such incidents in 2016.
These investigations are very volatile. As you know, post-Ferguson in Baltimore, we've had 2 in Shelby County, I think, in the last couple days.
Several Criminal Justice Committee members indicated a willingness to see the TBI gets additional resources in the next fiscal year. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.